Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Glenn.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah. So, hey, let's just go ahead and jump right into it. Comic Cafe, I'm here to help you get your woo star on, you dig? So when you say this music and you hear the cuss word, say them out loud. It'll help you feel good. Hit me up, Vince, 424-243-9649, so I can help you get your woo star on so you don't do 30 days. Comic Cafe, Monstrous Radio Live, DJ E Monster,
hey,
this is Ken Jones.
Baby, you
there. Who?
Light skin, yeah, yeah, thick with the blue hair. Red Lissy, I just got a new pair. Every real hood bitch do hair. Hey, won't you come here? Get down. You know how I get down. Tell your hating homegirls, sit down. Take a seat. Sit down. Oh my God, oh my God. I don't really know her, huh? Know her, huh? She wanna come over, huh? Over, huh? I'm already over her, over her. When I'm in town, she make sure that she see me, you understand? I don't know just how you niggas perceive me, you understand? Throwing stones, but you just wanna be me, you understand? Ain't them guys that you see on the TV, you understand? Hey, baby, you there? Light skin, thick with the blue hair. Red Lissy, I just got a new pair. Every real hood bitch do hair. Hey, won't you come here? Get down. You know how I get down. Tell your hating homegirls, sit down, take a seat, sit down.
Hey, little mama, you know you're fucking with a motherfucking superstar. You know I pick your ass up in the front car and fuck you right here in it like a porn star. Yeah, yeah. Hey, why you so nasty? She said, Dollar, why you gotta be so nasty? She said, Dollar sign, why you always stay high? I say, you ain't ever lied, you ain't ever lied. I pull up on her, I got her chosen. Her man a loser, she ain't a real nigga present. She want dollar, she fuck a dollar. She came for dollar, pull up in a Rari. She say, hey, dollar, dollar, hey.
Boy, like my mom, Betty. I'm too nice for this game. As I walked in, it was confetti. Girls took to me already. Lil' hoe with them dreads wanna go make whoopee, go ball Eddie. Heartbreaker, y'all all petty. These bitches wanna get it off the strength. Pay a ton, I'm jamming like I'm Kemp. Y'all a bunch of fucking dealer shrimps. Showstopper, got flow popping. These hoes knocking down doors, jocking my stones. Moccasin flow, stay on your toes. I'm better than better. I'll get it on top like a head of that's word. Little mama looking at me 9 o'clock. And from the look of it, that bitch need a vagina mop. And you mistook if you think that we gon' design a shop. I'ma pull her like a bull up in a china shop. Break you down, chicken parmesan. How you want it, I'm cooking. I got a nose for these hoes. I'm the piglet of pussy. I gotta know if you pro. Going down on my tushy. Cause if you are, then you're probably too aggressive for dickie.
When I was a teen, I scored a half a meal ticket. My team moved mean and they smoke you like a brisket. Raised in the slums, in the sewer, in the gutter. Well, shit ain't sweet like unsalted butter. Make more pepper than your daddy and your mother. Put up European, started with a fixer-upper. Throwing up signs like a third base coach. Baby, she a dime, got a romp like a roast.
Hey, baby, you there. Light skin, thick with
Tommy Cafe. Podcast Radio Live.
Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Take a seat. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Take a seat. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down.
Knock with me. Thursday night. Tommy Cafe. Urban Therapy. I'm trying to help you from doing 30 days, homie. Come in. Release your stress. Get your woo style on. You feel me? Let me know. I got a couple topics coming up in here a little bit. Monsters Radio Live, you know, we keep the independent artists. We play a little bit of mainstream. We got a lot of remixes. And up next, I got a remix for y'all. Help y'all woo style a little bit. It's called No Limit. It's the Mr. College Heart remix. Let's check it out. Right about now. Remember, I'm here for you to help you get your woo sound on. 424-243-9649. You gotta press 1 to talk, though. Get in. The best way to listen to the music is on your speakerphone. Let's take it off when you call in.
If I hit it 2 times, then I like her. If I fuck 3 times, I'm a wife her. In a row, y'all bitch coming over. Told that bitch to kick rock, she act like it's a boulder. Ayy, worry, shopping, that means copping. Always popping, hella popping. She's a popper, homie, popping. Ain't no stopping, album dropping. Got the city on fire. Bitch lying on me like she tired. I'ma have to fuck around and talk to Maya. Oh, stirring up the pot, I'm a liar.
Cafe. Woo style.
This is a True Beyond ENT public service announcement. Yo, everybody, we know it's that time of season where we all gotta wash our hands and watch out for doorknobs and all that type of stuff because of the germs in the winter season. But I wanna say something to all my guys in the music industry. Yo, you gotta watch out for these girls with a cold. That's right, I said it, a girl with a cold. Yo, she can give your nuts the head flu. You heard me? Yo, you'll be walking around, your dick be going, achoo, achoo, all day long, trying to go to the bathroom midstream, achoo, you could just mess up somebody's house. I mean, don't twinkle when you sprinkle. You know how it go, y'all. So I'm telling y'all, watch out for the girl with the cold, because she can give you the head flu. And that has been a True Beyond Entertainment public service announcement. Achoo, achoo.
So, all right, y'all, we're about to open up the lines here in just a bit. But tonight, we're talking about some things that get people unfriended from your social media. You dig? Whether, you know, like, I put up a post today. I'm going to see if I got any comments last night. It's unbelievable. She had all the damn comments. I posted something. Nobody said nothing. Boy, it was monstrous this morning. I was cutting heads off. You did. But I put a post up, and it says, when you tag your friend in a post, and it goes 6 minutes, and they ain't liked it yet. You did. I've been down that road. Yes. Delete, delete, delete your ass. I'm just saying. Check it out. This right here is Greedy Mac. We're going to talk about that coming up here in just a little bit. This is Greedy Mac. He's called Up, Come Down, featuring Deanna Stewart. Okay. Monsters Radio Live, where the underground artists are above ground making quakes. And I just messed that all up.
Turismo touring, kill him softly like Lauryn Hill. Red bottoms on the heels, blue lines on the bill. F on the wheels, we still first class. Hard to get a sneak peek through the dark glass. If you doubt me, nigga, ask about me. Money over everything, trying to keep the cash around me. Cute face, small waist, fat ass around me. Ain't no question, I'm a motherfucking ball. Dropping out the sports, same color as cranberry sauce. Five mics in the source, I don't need it. My whole team eating, why the fuck you think I'm greedy? Started from the bottom, now the top is where I'm seated. House on the hill, gotta see it to believe it. Make your baby mama miss five broke, nigga, watch me fall. You better get up, cause I could give up. Rich sex on a private jet. Rolex, boat blessed with invisible sex. Clear water, white sand with the sunset. Chefs and chauffeurs, guns and roses. Every other minute is a Kodak moment when you own it. Malibu rum, palm trees and beaches. Off the beach house, I don't do no leasing. Let my money talk, I don't do no speaking. Rose out front with the carpet treatment. I tell you, heated floors with the circular speaker. Sunk in bubble baths with a model from Egypt. Slowly on the rock, make the brothers get freaky.
Greedy Mac and Deanna Stewart. That's called Love Come Down. That's a nice little vibe to help you get your woosa on, you dig, on a comic cafe, urban therapy. You dig, well, there are no menus, but everyone will be served what they are deserved. So, all right, before I get into what we're talking about tonight, let's go ahead and say what's good to Miss Unbelievable. Dun, 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 dun. What's good, Mama? Hello.
Hey, hey.
How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
A monstrous as ever. Get it? I'm not, I mean, you know, I guess I'm not too core on tonight's show, meaning, you know, like, I got things to vent about, or I got some bad things to say. I got some stuff to get it off my chest. But, you know, I'm still in the mood of the show, but I'm not real dug in tonight. So, you know, I don't know. I got good karma today. I got good karma today.
That's what's up. Oh, you know, I feel that. I'm kind of at peace today. You know, peaceful day.
Yeah.
I ain't had no drama around. So, I'm kind of like, sure. You know, I just help somebody out. You know, just come to the doctor's chair, call in. We got the answers today. We're not like, no worrying or got some attitude going on. It's just,
Right.
Like, karma
okay,
is like
that's right.
At a calm.
Right. So, all right, people, you heard what she said. Kick back, relax, leave your socks on, though, because we don't need no Frito smell up in here. I'm just saying. yes, the therapy session is now open. Kick back. You got a problem, we going to hood solve them. So here's, like, you know, like I said, here's the thing that I posted today that I want to talk about, because I've seen a big flux in it lately. Everybody talking about I'm deleting people. I just deleted 500 people. I just deleted 10,000 people. Fake friends and do. So, you know, I seen a nice little post, and I actually have done this before. Get in. I'm just going to keep it 100 with y'all. Hey, don't have me post you. Get in. Tag you in some stuff, whether it be trying to help you out or something. And then it's been 10 minutes. I see you don't post it on. I see you post it on your page. You don't like a whole bunch of people, other stuff, all kinds of things. You ain't said nothing to my post. Did it?
Ooh.
You got to go. I'm sorry. You got to go. It is what they call me, Ted. If you want to, delete, post and delete. Because actually, that makes me think you don't fuck with me. I'm going to keep it 100.
Ooh.
That's like, you know, saying hi to somebody and they don't even say hi back. They just walk right past you, look you right in the face. Mm. Like, oh, this motherfucker don't like me. What? You think? I mean, I could be wrong. I mean, am I wrong for feeling that way? I mean, tell me. Am I wrong?
A little bit. Because you got to remember, sometimes Facebook don't filter stuff around to everybody's page. I kind of, you know, felt a certain way. I was like, man, that was a good post. Ain't nobody post nothing on it. But then the next day, I get like 10 people posting on it. And I'd be like, but I posted this yesterday. So sometimes Facebook filter what they want people to see. So I don't get mad when, you know, people post on Facebook or, you know, if they don't comment and if they don't share it. I'm just like, oh, okay. Well, evidently it didn't touch you, but it touched me. Or it may be touching you in a way. Well, you pissed off at me.
Right.
That may get you deleted, you know.
But if
I tag you, then
you get a notification. Hold on, you get a notification telling you I tagged your ass, and this is a goddamn message.
True, but what if it's something that you tagged on, and they could be in their feelings about exactly what you tagged, and they don't have a response?
Then you probably should have deleted me.
Probably. Block and delete.
Right,
Block and delete in motion. Yes. Block and delete. Absolutely.
Now, there is a difference in that, and we'll talk about that later on in the show. We won't do it right now, but there is a difference between unfriending and blocking a motherfucker. That's a whole other story. I see people get mad at me, hit me up, talking about, did you? And then we'll talk about that coming up here just a little bit. But you know, sometimes you just got to unfriend a motherfucker. It is what it is. I mean, can you think of some other reasons that would cause, like, have you ever unfriended somebody?
No, I block you. I don't even do the unfriend because you still can lurk on my page. I'll play that. If I don't.
Down.
All the way. I ain't got no time to keep playing these games. Nope, not at all. Even though they find ways to get back, I don't unfriend you for what? That's too easy. That's saying
right,
I still care about what you say or what you post on your page. No, boo, I don't.
Right.
No.
Right.
But I'm just cutthroat like that.
She said, I'm just, I feel you though. I feel you. I feel you. Okay, I'm trying to figure out another way I can come at the angle of this question, or how we getting at it. I guess there's all kinds of things. I mean, can people upset when, you know, I'm talking about, like, on social media? Like, I've gotten upset. I blocked a family member just not too long ago. I'm going to keep it 100. Why? Because I had posted some stuff, and it started a little ripple. It is what it. My page is my page. I post what I want to post on my page. I post my feelings. And all I ask is that you respect it. If you don't like it, don't say shit. Or post and delete. Mm-hmm. Delete my ass. Unfriendly, do what you got to do. But don't come on my thing trying to challenge me and expect I'm not going to say something in return. You're on my page. You're in my yard. Did it? So, you know, sometimes things like that to get your ass unfriended. You know what I mean? Trying to come, or like sometimes somebody try to say some slick shit. Like one time I had the first turkey I ever cooked. You dig? It's hard to cook a turkey, man. You can fuck up a turkey easy. So I put it on there, dig.
Yes, you can.
Now me, I always liked it. I always like my turkey skin a little dark, a little crisp. So I posted it up, a lot of likes, and one person gonna put it, come in there and say on the slide, oh, it looks kind of nasty though. You hate ass motherfucker. delete. Get your ass out. If you didn't like how I look, you could have left. Did it swipe? You didn't have to say nothing. I mean, am I wrong for that?
See, okay. The petty answer would be like, yeah, because if it looks nasty, you don't let them be honest about it looking nasty to them. But the honest answer.
Can anybody actually have honesty? I did not put in my post, honestly, what does it look like? I ain't asked that. Oh.
But, you know, if you post something, you got to be ready for people's response, whether you like it or you don't like it. That's why I'm very careful what I post, because especially if you in your feelings about something, then you get really petty with it. So... yeah, you was wrong to delete and unfriend. Unless that person comes on your page and does that all the time, though. Unless that page is just a negative Nancy or a negative dude or a negative person, and they always come on your page being negative, then yeah, I'm deleting you. I'm blocking you. I'm not even unfriending you. I'm blocking you because I don't need negative energy on my page, especially if it's my feelings, which I don't really necessarily post my feelings. I just post things that inspire, you know, different things like that. Mm-hmm. I might ask questions. Maybe once in a while I may throw a feeling of mine up on there, and it probably shocks everybody, like, oh, she'll never put that on there. And then they'll call me, and the ones who know me be like, what's wrong? Who is it? What you going through? Because then they'll kind of see that I'm posting for me. But most of the time, yeah, no, you better not come on my page being negative, because I ain't putting no negative stuff out there. But, like, when it comes to food, I'm that one. If it look nasty, I'm like, that look nasty. I'm that
anybody
one who will say, that look nasty. I'm just saying.
Okay,
I would.
I'm just saying, too.
But don't post nothing that don't look good. Don't post nothing that look good. Like, you know, when you post that, it better be looking bomb. Come on, don't post no nasty food. Don't post no food that don't look done. Don't look overdone, dry, you know, runny. That's gross. Come on, who eating that? And then you're gonna fight before me and my kids. Hey. Why are you making that kid eat that? That's wrong. Go to cooking classes. They show you how to
look,
do it.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. If she look good to me, I post it. If you ain't like it, listen, well, I'm just saying. But, I mean, I see what you're saying, but hell no, fuck that, man. It's time to cafe. I'm venting. Hell no, don't take no fly shit on my page. Matter of fact, this right here tell you exactly what will happen if you try to be doing some sly shit on E-Monster page. I'll tell you that much. A remix, we going to come back right after this. 424-243-9649. She going to tell me I was wrong and petty.
Petty. Petty.
She act like I'm a chauffeur. She wanna stand in ovation. Not tryna be part of that way. Comments if you come safe. Tryna throw it in my face.
Tryna give me all my
kids. I say, what's in the leak? 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 What's in the leak?
If I get caught on the internet with you, I don't really do the pictures. We gon' do this a little different. Ain't no touching, no kissing. When we in public, shorty just listen. I post an elite, don't keep it up. These people just tryna keep up with us. Put two and two, tryna figure out if me and you fucking or what. Yeah, shorty, you just want the wave. Fucking with me cause I'm paid. Shorty, y'all already know, cause a young nigga made.
I drank so much champagne. Sippin', swervin' in a rave. She act like I'm a chauffeur. She wanna stand in ovation. Nah, tryna be part of that wave. Comments if you come safe. Tryna throw it in my face.
Tryna give me all my
kids. I say, what's in the leak? 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 What's in the leak?
Follow your ass, yeah, bitch, you the worst. And if you try to tag me, I'ma start spazzing. Shave on my polo alert. I was just minding my business. It was just me and my niggas. You started liking his pictures. I started piping these bitches. Pussy proper pocket. I'm about to fuck around and call this bitch. I delete all that shit. Can't keep my name out your mouth. Eating all that dick. Juggling my balls and shit. Always trying to record my conversation like a federale. And everybody trying to race me like a Ricky Bobby. Black pyramid, that don't mean I'm Illuminati. Ain't gotta pull the trigger, homies got a couple bodies. Believe that.
Monstrous Radio, Comic Cafe, Zoe Dalla, and Chris Brown. Make sure you check him out. Zoe Dalla, if you see him touring throughout the U.S., hey, he came to the Twin Cities. We was the DJs behind him, and hey, me and DJ Primetime, and hey, homeboy got it in, though. I got some video footage of his performance. I'm going to try to get that out on our .com here real soon. But that's Zoe Dalla. He's got a Matt Boulay tour going on right. It should still be going on right now. So make sure you check them out when you talk to them. Say, what's up, homie? DJ E Monster, Monsters Radio Live in the Monster. Told us to holler at you. So, all right, y'all, we are Comic Cafe. You know, it's our vent night. Help you get your woosaw out so you don't hurt nobody and get 30 days. So, let's see. If you got something you want to vent about, hit us up 424-243-9649. You got to press one to talk. But don't say no names. Don't be trying to get us sued. At least no full names. But, yeah. Definitely call in and let us know what's going on. So I, Miss Unbelievable, we can carry on with what I was talking about, but do you got anything that you want to talk about here on Urban Therapy or Comic Cafe, the only show with no menus?
Okay. I do have one tiny about my ladies. Okay. I don't understand how you could be in a relationship with somebody for 4 months, 6 months, and then jump into another, say I love you and all that, we're going to be together forever,
mm-hmm.
and then go into, y'all break up, go into another relationship 2 weeks later, 2 weeks, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, and say, oh, I'm in love with this person. Okay, how in the world can you be in love with a new person after 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, maybe 2 weeks? How can that happen? From a man's perspective, if a woman says, yeah, I just got out of a relationship maybe about a month ago, I'm feeling you, I love you, what would that say and do to you? Would you stay? Would you say, well, did you find yourself? Yeah. What?
Did me, you find yourself? I'm glad you said that second piece, because that's exactly where I would go with it. Me personally, I'm not saying I wouldn't be your friend. I'm not saying I wouldn't hang out with you. I wouldn't say I wouldn't talk to you or nothing like that. But I would not be trying to have a relationship with you. Why? You're not ready. You just said you ain't found yourself again yet. And not only that, here's one red flag a lot of people don't think about. Okay, they've been broke up a week or something like that. People are known to go back to each other in 30 days. Now, we'll say they done broke up 2 weeks, 2-3 days. Now, you don't start messing around with that person. Here come the other dude. He's either going to be on steal her back or he's going to be on bust you in your back. Get it? Why would you want to put yourself in that situation? It's too soon. Get it? Like me, I like to wait 30 to 60 days. You been on a relationship 60 days? Okay, cool. That means he ain't been coming around no more. He ain't calling. He ain't on no funny shit. I ain't got to worry about that. I'm not going to jump into some drama bullshit I ain't got to deal with. Yeah? But if y'all come, oh, he just left me last night. Oh, you better go and kick rocks away. Call somebody else. Hit up Facebook. DM somebody. Snapchat. But I ain't going. I ain't going. It's too soon. It's too much drama that's going to come. So, but a lot of men will prey on that, though, knowing that because, okay, say like that person. To me, in my opinion, I don't make it right, but I'm going to tell you, in my personal opinion, again, I ain't wrong. But people like that, they're probably still attached to that other person that they just broke up with. They're not taking that time to heal. Because a lot of people forget, you going to cry. You going to feel sorry. You going to feel sad. After you break up with somebody, don't think you finna go, oh, I don't give a fuck about that motherfucker and just jump to somebody else. You just made baggage. You didn't deal with it. Unpack that bag, pull that motherfucking shirt out, the motherfucking drawers, the pants, the socks, the shoes, pull all that bag out before you go back outside. Dump that bag. Because if you try to do like you just said how the other person is, a couple days later, they talking about they love somebody else, they don't love nobody else. They love the time spending with that person to get their mind off that other person so they don't have to deal with that hurt and that pain. But again, now you finna double it up because you finna either damage the next person so bad because you still can't face the fact the other person is there. Now you're gonna be double heartbroken because now you're trying to invest energy and fake emotions into this other person to alleviate yourself from the past emotions, and it's gonna, it may backfire on you. Some people probably make it through it, but to me, and my, it never worked for me that way. I ain't seen it work for nobody else that way. So stuff like that, yeah, it's very unhealthy. It's a red flag to me. Red flag, what they call that, motherfucking nuclear power plant. Alarm, whatever you want to say. That's what that says to me when somebody, I just broke up with that couple weeks ago. Oh, hell no. I mean, how you feel about it? I mean, what if a dude was like, oh, I just broke up with my girl a week ago. She just moved out on Thursday. I think you the one.
Yeah, I'm not even going to even entertain it. I'm not going to go out. I'm not even going to call, lose my number. Because like you were saying, it can backfire, you know. I'm a person who's very a good friend, and so I don't want to hear your baggage if I'm digging you. Like, I don't want to hear that. Like, I don't want to know how good you was with that person And you ain't showing that to me. Like, I don't want to be your dumping ground, so I'd rather not, you know, even step myself into the relationship or into a friendship or into anything with you, because I know that for you to get healed, you need to talk to somebody true. But it can't be me, because then I might look at you differently and be like, well, dang, I don't know if I want to mess with you like that, no. And then he coming around, now y'all good friends, and he's like, oh, you're the one. And now you looking at him like, but yeah, no. you got too much going on, bro. Yeah, no. You know, so it kind of can backfire in other ways. And then especially if you get to saying I love you, because you're putting the I love you into the friendship that you're building and the potential that you see that can happen, instead of knowing that that's the real person. Like, you, most women fall in love with the potential of that person instead of that person. They see potential. They see, oh my God, yep, he's going to be like this. And then when it don't happen, and you start creating these false dreams and these false hopes in your mind of that person, it never manifests, then you're stuck, because you created this picture in your head of how you want things to be and how you think things should be. And that person never gets in those shoes. So now you've created another hurt for yourself, because now you're sitting there like, well, dang, I thought that this was going to be my forever after. How did you think that? Like, he went from one to another. He didn't even get time to even heal, to find out who he is, to put into you, to get to know you, because now he's seeing you and her and comparing the notes and different things. So, and then when they stop calling, or then you get the posting on Facebook, and then you got to unfriend and block, because now he'll get to saying stuff on your Facebook page, and then here goes a fight. Here goes an argue. Here's all your people in your business. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm good.
Yeah, right. Mm. Yeah. But, Hey, sometimes you be saying some stuff to make a whole nother show. I'm just saying, it is what it is. So, okay. So, all right,
but I know.
Shit, what else we got?
But I know, a lot of women who does that, though. I know a lot of women who, you know, jump from relationship to relationship to relationship to relationship. And I just be looking at them like, really? Who are you in that relationship? Can you really stand up and tell me who you are? Like, I don't know why women nowadays are afraid to figure out who they are and how they can stand strong in a relationship that a man would even want to even approach. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he's looking at you like, what you want to do? Well, I don't know what I want to do. I have no clue. Well, what you want to eat? I don't know what I want to eat. Not just because you want them to figure it out, but after a point, they got to have a thought of where they want to go and what they want to do. I'm not talking about the first go-round. I'm talking about once you start the conversation rolling and you just look like, oh, okay. Well, what are your goals? Well, pleasing you. Ah, forget that. Come on, what is your goal?
Right.
And then you find yourself just doing whatever that person want to do, or falling, whatever he wants to say, well, I want to go roller skating, knowing your butt ain't never roller skated in forever. All right, let's go. And you don't hurt yourself. Come on. Mm-hmm. Be honest with who you are. But you can't if you don't know yourself.
Right.
It's the reflection time that's needed. Ooh. And like you said, most guys will prey on that reflection time, because they know. They know someone who don't.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them not have no place to go, because then they be like, oh, I got a crib. I got a car to drive now. Yeah. Because usually you attract who you like, where you are. Like, you attract to where you are. Mm-hmm. So if you're like down and, you know, you just settle for anything, you would attract a person who's down and settle for anything.
Right. Or opportunists that's just looking to prey on somebody who's down, and they know how to manipulate that move It is. I'm just
absolutely.
So, all right. Hey,
look up your
pop.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Look up in your car gone.
Go ahead.
I said, look. I started laughing. I said, look up in your car gone.
So, all right. We're going to take a breather and then we're going to come back. You dig? Now, I'm with us, y'all. Monsters Radio Comic Cafe, Urban Therapy, DJ E Monster, and Miss Unbelievable. This is some Wale. It's called Chill Up.
My man. It's Young Wale from Long and that Shine Gang. Let's get it. Fuck with me. Yeah. Squad. Girl. Who you love? You wonder where I'm from. I done told so much. Yeah. Squad. Yeah. The crew stand up. The job will get done. I don't do too much. All of my niggas ain't doing too much. All of my bras ain't doing too much. Jewelry ain't nothing. Recording too much. Keep it 100. Doing too much. Doing too much. Jewelry ain't much. Recording too much. Keep it 100. Doing too much. You know it takes me to love ya, to hate ya. But you know that. I said, first off, fuck 12, yeah. I said, first off, fuck 12, yeah. Nah, yo, ain't it crazy, mama? I put in work just to have these niggas hate me, mama. I show them niggas the light, for them niggas for life. I'm just worried about my family and my baby mama. Yeah, let's make a daughter, Mercedes got her. Yeah, my baby pop out, a German got her. Yeah. Don't worry about what you heard about it. It's funny, I'm in the Hall of Fame, but I slang game from Jersey down. I'm not perfect, never said I was. Nowadays I got girls trying to set me up. And the fiends still hear me on my cellular. All you niggas do too much, y'all niggas regular. Tell them motherfucking niggas that it's my year. Tell them motherfucking bitches that it's y'all, yeah. Tell them motherfucking world that it's our year. While I'm moonlighting, oh yeah. Your favorite rapper and your pallbearer, yeah. Never wish death on him. I told him, give me a second and let my success on him, yeah. Squad, girl. Who you love? They wonder where I'm from. I done told so much, yeah. Squad, yeah. The crew stand up. The job will get done. I don't do too much. All of my niggas be doing too much. All of my bras be doing too much. Jewelry ain't nothing. Recording too much. Keep it 100. Doing too much. Doing too much. Jewelry ain't much. Recording too much. Keep it 100. Doing too much. You know it takes me to love. I said, first off, fuck 12, yeah. I said, first off, fuck 12, yeah.
Nah. Yeah, Comic Cafe, Monsters Radio Live. Don't forget you can check out our 24-hour station network at monsterusradio.com. That's monsterusradio.com.
Yeah.
So I, Miss Unbelievable, it's Comic Cafe. Let's see. What are we on right now? Still on the other topic, or are we going to keep it moving?
We're going to keep it moving. I just need y'all to protect y'all cars and your homes. So you were saying that there's reasons to unfriend and block. What's the difference?
Right.
Holler at me. because I'm going to go to block you. But I need to know why I need to just choose the unfriend button instead of the block button. Talk to me. Why is it important either one?
All right. Well, now it does vary between a personal page and an artist page. Usually when you've been unfriended and you look up an artist, you guys aren't friends anymore. It's because of one or two reasons. One, sometimes we clear out our friends list to allow more associates and people that are of business within our friends list. You dig? So it's not like we don't like you or there's any problem with you, but we might have to unfriend you to make more room for other people that are more business-like. You dig? Especially if you're inactive. You mean you're not communicating with me, you're not sharing my posts, going back and forth. Now, across the board, again, to unfriend someone is usually to make space, or you may have, on a personal page, you may have said something that may have offended me. You dig? You might have, like, I might have posted on my page, I'm having a good time here in Hawaii. Now, you don't post something, oh, you out here taking trips, but you ain't paid your light bill. You dig? Shit like that to get your ass unfriended. Now, the difference between an unfriend, that means you've done something or I need space to upset me. Now, when I block you, that means you've done something to upset me. I don't fucks with you no more. That means I don't want you seeing my posts. I don't want you seeing nothing going on in my life. That means I'm tired of you running back telling my ex the shit that I did or the shit that I post on my page. Things like that. That's the difference between an unfriend and a blocker. Unfriend means you may have done something to upset me, but it don't mean that we can't be friends in real life. If I block you, that means don't even, like Cardi B, if I don't speak, that means I don't fucks with you. Get it? In public, you still block, player. Don't say shit to me. Just keep it moving. That's what block means. That means you are really on the, like, I really don't give a fuck about what you got going over there. I don't want to see your post. I don't want to hear nothing you got going on. I hope you catch the flu. It is what it is. But that's the difference in my eyes. Unfriend, you might have done something, but we still cool. Block, I don't fucks with you, Cardi B. You dig? Does that help sum it up?
Okay. That helps. But now, what if they want the friend back? Do you friend them back, or you just let them stay unfriended?
Friend back.
Well, you know, can't they, like, request you back?
Nope, yeah. They can request you back. It's usually going to be something nasty in your inbox first. I know you just didn't unfriend me. But, you know, sometimes you do friend them back. You know, usually you let them know. Either you say, I don't like that you said, but I feel like you was talking about me. Then they'll probably say, get out your feelings. I wasn't talking about you. Or they're going to be like, yeah, I would. Fuck your feelings. Then they block you. But, yeah, sometimes people, they tend to, you know, re-friend people. And another thing with an artist, sometimes we deactivate our page or even personal page. Sometimes people might deactivate their page. No, that really doesn't kick you out of the friends list, though, if they deactivate your page. Only thing a deactivation is going to do if some of the people you may have blocked, they won't be blocked anymore. If you deactivate and then reactivate your page, especially if they change their name just a little bit, oh, they can re-see your shit again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she said, but I like how you said, no, I don't do that whole friend thing. I go straight for the throat. Block.
Yeah.
Block.
But the cool thing is, I don't necessarily have to block too many people. Matter of fact, I think maybe I blocked a few people because, you know, at a point, remember how they kept just sending game requests, and I couldn't figure out how to stop the games from coming. I was like, if you send me one more game request, I'm going to have to block you. And I think that's the only blocking I did, because I actually went in there their inbox, like, hey, don't, you know, I don't play these games. Don't do it. I actually went all there, you know, so don't take it personal when you look up and you're blocked. And so that was about the only what?
Can I tell you something? What? I'm not going to judge you. I'm just going to pray for you. They don't, a lot of times they don't actually send those out. It's an automatic with the game. The game itself sends those to you. They didn't actually send all those. So I'm sorry, but you lost some good friends due to some bullshit apps.
Man, along the way. And then those chain letters, you know, I learned that you can block folks and, you know, you just go up in your notifications, block them. They can't see nothing, but we still friends. So I blocked them with the chain letters. Now I let it go for Christmas and Thanksgiving, you know, because they're going to send the little chain letters for those days. However, if you just sending me about something else, no, you're getting blocked. You're getting blocked. I can see what you post, but you cannot post nothing to my messenger. You can't post nothing to my, you know, on my page. You are blocked. So, yeah, I find ways to keep it simple because I don't like foolishness or on my page. I just don't. So if you come on there with some crazy stuff, because I'm messy. If you messy and you cussing, doing a lot of cussing, and you're doing some stupid stuff, yeah, I'm blocking you because there's no reason for you to be on my page. And I got two, and I'm on a Chipotle with them. They already know I will block you. And then if I see you on the street, they be like, you blocked me. I'm like, you dog, all right. And I'll tell you why. And keep it moving.
Oh, shit. If you know me personally, you know the face I'm making right now when I go, damn, for real? Oh.
And if y'all know me personally, y'all already know that is happening. Y'all already know. Y'all know me personally. Y'all already know. And then don't get smart because Petty Betty will come out and get your tail. Absolutely. And then dare you to say something back. Like, don't play me. That's my stuff. I don't come to your park. I don't come to your house and mess your house up. Mm-hmm. Don't come to mine. Don't do that.
Right. All right. Let's see. How much time we got left of the show? We got 7 minutes. What are we going to do towards the end of the show? I know we got a lot of events coming up in 2018. I'm not really into doing all those New Year's resolutions type things. I'm going to keep it 100. I ain't never kept none of that. It is what it is. Come March, I don't forgot what the hell my resolution was. It is what it is. I'm just going to be me and do what I do. So let's see, but we do got a lot of things going on. 2018, Monstrous Radio Live, Monstrous Jewelry Shop. Let's see, the Monstars. Multi-Dimensional Media Group. There's a lot of connecting that we're doing. Lock Entertainment, Russell Entertainment. There's just so much going on for 2018. I'm really anxious to get into 2018 because I think I'm going to have a lot of fun. As people know, I kind of had a bumpy 2017. You know, I made my way through it. So, you know, going into 2018, I think it's going to be a lot of good things, especially with the events. The new people joining in, and, you know, I just think it's going to be a nice 2018. I'm getting a little excited about it. I was going to tell y'all a couple show dates coming up. Matter of fact, the next show date we got coming up at Bullwinkle's is January 7th, so make sure you guys come out for that. But, yeah, there's a lot of good things going on. I can't wait for my birthday party. Oh, my goodness. I'm just saying.
I can't wait for mine.
It's going to be an unbelievable year.
Yes, it is. It's going to be a monstrous time. New businesses are starting. Mine, for one. I can't, you know, I'm excited about that happening behind the scenes. Get ready to pop on the scene. And, you know, my kids is getting older. I'm going to have a 5-year-old granddaughter. Oh, so, yeah, I'm excited about what's coming. I'm going to be 44 this year. Ooh, I can't believe it. I'm getting that old. But But, man, I can't wait. I know. I'm going for the foe. And I'm going to act like a pistol, so get ready, y'all. Y'all going to see Miss Unbelievable doing some hosting, some partying, some fun, some events. So, oof. Imasa ain't going to be able to sit down. Y'all going to have to get them books in, get them booked in, because he's going to be busy. Monsters Radio is going to be busy. Monstars is going to be representing everywhere. Be looking for us. We're going to have jackets. We're going to have apparel for sale. Everything. Just get ready. Y'all going to just, we're going to be monstrous. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. And yeah, matter of fact, I got a call today about doing two parties during the Super Bowl weekend. So, stay close for that, you guys. So, all right, let's see. On my way up out of here, because it's a comic cafe, it's not really about the dance music or stuff like that. It's about helping y'all say, woo-sah, woo-sah, relax a little bit. You dig? So on my way up out of here, I'm going to drop this 1G. It's called Rich Together. He's got Rick Ross on it. It's kind of a slower cut. So, hey, if you with your lady, look at her and go, woo-sah, baby. Let's make some good karma and get rich.
It's what everybody been waiting for. One night only. Sold out everywhere. 1G. Rick Ross. Zalazé. Huh?
I'd rather help you than to get it on your own.
Let's go get this money.
I play the hand that I'm dead on.
Let's go get this money.
I'm down every time that you bring me the
roll. Let's get it together. Let's go. 1G.
Put all the games in the pride.
Private plane.
Facts.
Jimmy Hinchman sentence and he still won't say a name.
Facts.
Fiber optic speed of light, that's how we move them things. Bend her over at the door, you at the Hall of Fame. Started twerking on that Lambo for that petty chain. No, I do this for my niggas when I crack that safe. Haters to you when they going broke, you bitches pray. I pray my little voodoo lady come and cut your face. Make it rain,
make it rain,
make it rain,
make it rain.
Stop, I say to all my shooters, stay on top of things. Bell and Bob,
Bell and Bob,
big yacht,
1G,
1G,
Rose.
I'd rather help you than to get it on your own.
Maybe.
I play the hand that I'm dead, I won't vote. I'm down every time that your brim hit the road. Let's get rich together. Put all the games in the prize.
That money, get that cash. Rick Ross, Rosé.
Let's get rich together.
Let's get rich, 1G.
Baby, we can spend the money, hit the lottery.
Fuck it.
We could drop the money, buy two Ferraris. Drink the Rosé, eat the calamari.
Love it.
We can spend the money, you ain't got no budget. I be that nigga living life, gotta have the biz. Mama gotta have everything, don't let it stress. Free my nigga Macca, so don't leave my nigga dead. Baby mama been good to me, she my newlywed. Let's make it rain, yeah, we about that life. Let's make it rain, yeah, we can get it right. Let's make it rain when we making love at night. Let's make it rain, yeah, you treat your
I'd
nigga right.
I'd rather help you than to get it on your own.
Maybe.
I play the hand.